And what does a man wear, like, if he's getting dressed up? And what would he put on as his
basic outfit? A pants and shirt, plus his underwear, socks and shoes, boots in this case.
But I mean, over that, if it was chilly, you know, and he was dressing up.
An overcoat?
He was going to wear a tie.
A jacket?
He would wear a jacket.
Or a sport coat?
And then, if he had a three-piece suit?
A vest?
Well, so, and if it wasn't an old suit, you would say he was going to go to the store and buy, if he didn't want to wear an old suit.
A new outfit?
Would you say
a new suit?
And what about what would that be made of here? Would
anything from polyester knit to wool?
If it was wool, you couldn't wash it, I don't guess.
No, it would have to be dry cleaned.
What would happen if you wash wool?
It would shrink.
Has that ever happened to you? Wash wool? What happened?
Not me. I always read the instructions before, but one of my mates was. My husband's just the pants, but what would he want the jacket for? Usually the jackets here are made out of suede or corduroy. Usually suede. We use a lot of suede.
That's interesting. For the pants or just for the jacket?
For the jacket. My winter coat, I don't believe I have a wool one. I have three suedes and one leather. No wool.
You don't use the wool one. Is there much use of leather that's not real leather?
I don't use imitations, no.
You always use the...
The real.
Is there another way of saying the real leather? Like, this is...
Gamuza would be a word.
What would that mean?
Baqueta. Chamois? What's the word?
Chamois?
Chamois.
Chamois. But would you say that was
genuine? Genuine? Yes. It was the real thing. What we have a word that says fantasía. That means fantasy. Look alike, but not the real thing. Even our jewels, you can say, es fantasía. That means just a fantasy, or is it the real thing?
Well, in your jewels, what would that be? I mean, you know, if you had a war piece here, you would call it a what?
Mexicans used a lot of bracelets. Especially we use, I don't know if you noticed yesterday, we wear ones that has one for each day of the week. We put them on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
And you mean at the end of the week you have seven?
Seven.
And then you take them all off and start over?
Yes.
I'd like to see that. That's a...
Spanish too. This you call semanario because it's 1 week.
So
I was wearing them. No, there's seven of them. I just picked up
them. Well, are they all exactly alike?
Yes. Just like the days are exactly alike.
So there's no notation as to which...
No, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
That's
now,
nice.
Some people use them as many children as they have. I have another bracelet that has as many children as I have. Then we use gold coin bracelets.
Oh, that's very cool.
Consisting... I have one that has a gold coin for each of my children, beginning with a $50, then a $20, then a $10, a $5, and a $250. That we use a lot too. Then we use charm bracelets. Mexicans use charm bracelets a whole lot, with a charm depicting every special event in our life.
Well, now why do you have these certain coins on here?
No, these were just a gift.
So you just have a bracelet made of them.
But I have another one that has one for each of my children. This other kind of bracelet is very unique because you can roll that up in a little bone, because that's 18 karat gold.
What do you call this type?
Esclava. It's a slave bracelet.
That's very pretty. Well, now,
a Mexican woman always wears earrings, no matter. Like, when...
At night?
All the time. We wouldn't be caught there with our earrings. Without our earrings, you know, good.
Do the men ever wear earrings?
No.
But the women always have
earrings? Always. Like, my little granddaughter had her ears pierced when she was 3 days old.